Don Scott could have been called in to coach. He could have put him on the right track. I've got no doubt about that. But he's got more concerns about the broader state of country footy. Scotty, welcome to you.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Good to talk to you, my friend. What's going on down at your footy club, Sorrento?
Well, I think it's just about turned the clock back 20 years, Gary. They're struggling for an under-17 or under-19 team and also seconds. They played a practice game last week and only had 24 players.
And what do you put it down to?
Well, there's been a lot of things going on. Oh, it's been building up for a couple of years, and the AFL have got involved in country football with commissioner, with their various commissions, and the Mornington Peninsula League's not the only one up in arms of, with regard to the AFL trying to restructure. And it's been a very, very healthy competition. And what people don't realise, especially at AFL level or making decisions, is a lot of them weren't around 20 years ago when teams, they tried it at the AFL or VFL or whatever it was back then, tried to restructure exactly what they're doing now. And it wasn't successful. And until they got back to playing local derbies, and they reverted back, the game became very healthy down on the peninsula. Now, I can't talk for other leagues, but I know it's a very unhealthy situation at the moment.
Can you simplify for us then what the AFL are trying to do? We spoke with him yesterday at a Fox footy thing, Scotty, and I raised the question during question time with Stephen Hocking about country footy. And he said, look, there's 90% of country footy leagues and clubs are happy to have come into line with what the AFL are trying to do, and that is have a central body govern a certain area, and there's always going to be some that don't. What is your grave concern about what they're trying to achieve?
First of all, the AFL bully their way through things. They have made threats that if you don't toe the line, things such as insurance and also, more importantly, the pathway for young talent going through to the TAC Cup won't be available. And I think that's just shocking to do that. That's not bettering football.
How are they going to implement that, though, Scotty? I can't imagine.
I don't know, but they're the threats that are being made, Gary. So all I can report to you are the threats and that are being made. But down here, every league is peculiar to itself. And down here, they've put in a divisional thing. Now, the clubs voted on this divisional thing, hoping that they wouldn't have to come in or join the South East Football League or bring them into the Mornington Peninsula and the PN League.
Can you just take a step to the left, Scotty? Sorry, the phone's breaking up. I'll make sure we can hear you, that's all.
Yeah. So they try to incorporate the Mornington Peninsula Football League and the Nepean League, they're the two leagues down here, into the South East Football or with them. Now, to do that, some of the teams compromised, thinking, oh, if we agree to a divisional thing like the amateurs do, they will not go ahead. They give a bit, we give a bit. But that's not the way the AFL works. And what's happened is that they've created a divisional thing. Now, Sorrento, there's two teams down on the peninsula, Sorrento and Rosebud. And both of those teams are struggling for under-19s and second sides. I don't think either team will put out a second or a third competition. The ones that remained in the local competition here, Rye and Romana, are overflowing with players. Mm. Now, there is a psychology down here amongst people. There's a line across Romana, and the people on the peninsula don't like crossing that line. It's a very incestuous...
It's not that far.
It's not, but that's the mindset of the people, Gary, and every district is a little bit different. And a number of players are gone to these two local clubs because they do not want to travel up to the city.
Hey, Scotty, Tim here. Good morning to you. Before we let you go, we were talking to Russell Green just a few moments ago, and he was recalling the story about the night that you called him to say that he was no longer a St Kilda player and he's going to be a Hawthorn player. Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course I do.
What do you remember
of course
about
he does,
it?
Tim.
Well, geez, Tim, we've gone from this to that. What are you talking about?
Well, you're a broad-minded man. I mean, can't we talk about two topics while we get you on?
No. I'm struggling talking about one.
Okay, I'm about to break some horses in over the weekend. I'm going to get to that in a moment, too.
Timmy, the two social introverts.
Now, Scotty, let's just get back to the Russell Green story. How come you rang him and no one else from the... What, the coach didn't ring him, the president didn't ring him at the time, but you did.
Well, I also recruited Norm Goss to Hawthorne.
So you rang him as well?
Yeah, I got Gossie there as well.
You wore a lot of hats back in the day.
Oh, didn't I?
Scotty, when are you going to drop in and see me again?
Oh, Gary, I'd love a phone call to be returned. It's got to be reciprocal.
I've returned all your phone calls.
Scotty, he said he saw your name came up on his phone the other day, so I haven't got time to talk to Scotty.
He walks around the supermarket at McRae with sunglasses.
Very nice to talk to you this morning.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
We're going to follow it up. We're going to take some calls and we're going to try and get to the bottom of it for you.
Hey, before we let Scotty go, though, would you be interested in being on this super panel, Scotty? They're putting together an AFL super panel.
What's it going to do?
Well, it's going to look at the game and make all the important decisions about the game.
The game is nowhere near. It's just nothing what it was years ago. It's just gone so far out. Everybody's contributing just to trying to justify their position. That's why they make a change. And it's just got so far away from what football's all about.
Well, it's
sad.
Well, a voice like that may be the one that's needed on this super panel.
Yeah.
Well, they should because... it's just... And I think people are becoming very, very disillusioned the way it's going.
All right. Well, give me that water pump too. That's the other big thing we're going to get.
Oh, geez, Gary.
How do I break these Brumbies in too, Don?
Sam, is Sam there?
No, yeah, Sam is here. Yeah.
Just keep going, Don.
Point of sanity in that organisation.
I love it.
Great of you to join us.
Yeah, good on you.
I just got it.
Don Scott.